What could you learn from researching over 1,000 leaders in the Bible? Here's a sample from Steve Moore, president of Next Leader, from his book, The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible.
Modern-day Christianity, especially in the Western Church, has embraced a knowledge-based definition of spiritual maturity. We look to those who know a lot about the Bible or have a lot of experience with the institution of the local church and assume they are spiritually mature without any serious consideration of how readily they act on what they know. We have venerated knowledge to the point where the only action required is to show up at the next training seminar. Notebooks from the seminar find their place on our shelf like a spiritual merit badge. Unfortunately, the knowledge is also put on the shelf. But Jesus measured maturity by a person's obedience, not knowledge. This is the entire point of the story he told in Luke 6, 46-49 about the wise and foolish builders. Both builders heard Jesus' words. The wise one put them into practice, while the foolish one did not. The fates of their respective houses served to illustrate the presence of maturity and the lack of maturity. The houses looked the same on the outside, but one stood while the other fell when the storms of life swept over them. A biblical understanding of spiritual maturity is not based on knowledge, but on the size of the gap between knowledge and obedience. A Jesus follower with limited knowledge that is matched by obedience is more mature than a person with lots of knowledge but little obedience.
This audio excerpt is from The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible by Steve Moore. For more information, including a free PDF version of the book, go to BibleCenteredLeadership.com.